Design for Living. When we started making money...
When we started making friends...
We found a home as soon as we were able to. We bought this Bijou residence for about 1,000 more than the house our little house was once the stable to.
With charmed
colour values...
Wit...
And structural alteration... Now designed for graceful living... It has quite a reputation. We're terribly house and garden at number 7B. We live in a most amusing muse, ever so very contemporary. We're terribly house and garden, the money that one spends to make a place that won't disgrace our house and garden friends. We've planned an uninhibited interior decor.
Curtains made of straw.
We've wallpapered the floor. We don't know if we like it, but at least we can be sure there's no place like home, sweet home. It's fearfully Maison Chardin at number 7B. We've rediscovered the chandelier.
Très, très, very contemporary.
We're terribly house and garden. Now at last we've got the chance.
The garden's full of furniture.
And the house is full of plants. It doesn't make for comfort, but it simply has to be.
Because we're never so terribly up-to-date contemporary.
Have you a home that cries out to your every visitor, here lives someone who is exciting to know? No. Well, why not? Collect those little metal bottle tops and nail them upside down to the floor. This will give a sensation of walking on little metal bottle tops turned upside down. Why not get hold of an ordinary Northumbrian spokeshaver's coracle? Paint it in contrasting stripes of, say, telephone black and white, and hang it up in the hall for a guitar tidy for parties. Why not drop in one evening for a mess of potting? Our speciality, just aubergine and carnation petals. With a 6-shilling bottle of Mule du Pape, a feast fit for a king. I'm delirious about our new cooker fitment with the eye-level grill. This means that without my having to bend down, the hot fat can squirt straight into my eye. We're frightfully house and garden at number 7B. The walls are patterned with shrunken heads, ever so very contemporary.
Our boudoir on the open plan has been a huge success.
Now, everywhere so open, there's nowhere safe to dress. With little screens and bottle lamps and motifs here and there.
Mobiles in the air.
Ivy everywhere. You mustn't be surprised to meet a cactus on the stair. But we call it home, sweet home. We're terribly house and garden, as I think we said before. But though 7B is madly gay, it wouldn't do for every day. We actually live in 7A, in the house next door. Donald Swan, having fortified himself with a glass of water, not just plain water, water enriched with strontium 90, is now going to sing you his own modern setting of a mid-19th century poem, which he will sing in French. Because this is a French poem, it's a French sonnet, actually, 14 lines, or 1.4 of the new heavy lines. It's by Gérard de Nerval, a chap who used to go around with a lobster. And it's called